The Siena College Research Institute is out with a new survey of New York voters, and we're joined in the Capitol Press Room to discuss some of the results and what they mean with Siena pollster Steve Greenberg. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Great to be with you, David, as always.
It's our pleasure. And before we get going, I want to note that you surveyed voters between April 15th and I believe 17th, which was as the state budget was coming together, but definitely way before the final deal was permeating the minds of most voters, correct?
Absolutely.
Well, in light of the state budget committing $2.4 billion to respond to the influx of asylum seekers in New York, I want to start with a question you've been asking for months now, which is the extent to which voters think the influx is a problem. What seems to be the temperature in New York right now?
It's high. 82% of New Yorkers think it's a serious problem. 56%, a clear majority, think it's a very serious problem. As you know, we've been asking this question now for more than a year. It has always been 82% or higher of New Yorkers over the last year thinking that the influx of migrants is a serious problem for the state.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's been a lot of movement on this issue since you've been asking the question. Does that suggest people's ideas are pretty entrenched by now, and it would take maybe like a major event to disrupt their attitudes?
I think that's right. I mean, look, it's 82%, but it's that. Let's break that down for a second. It's 92% of Republicans, 79% of independents, and 78% of Democrats. Yeah, there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans, but not a large difference. You still have more than three quarters of Democrats agreeing with nine tenths of Republicans that this is a serious problem. So yeah, it's baked in with voters right now. It's going to take something to convince them that is not the case anymore. And they certainly have not seen that.
And I think it's important to note that despite the vast majority of the migrants and asylum seekers settling in New York City, at least temporarily, there's no major differentiation of attitudes based on geography.
No, that's exactly right. 82% of New York City voters, 84% of downstate suburban voters, and 81% of upstate voters think it's a problem, a serious problem. If we want to look at very serious, again, very little difference. 54% of New York City voters, 55% of upstate voters, 60% of downstate suburban voters think that this is a serious problem.
After initially seeming content to defer on this issue to New York City Mayor Eric Adams, Governor Kathy Hochul in 2023 got more engaged on this issue, both in terms of using her bully pulpit as well as actually deploying state resources like to help with the work authorization permitting process. And I'm curious whether attitudes about Governor Hochul and her leadership and response to this issue have deviated much since you've been asking about her role in responding to this crisis, because I have to imagine it's kind of like the general attitudes about the influx itself and that there hasn't been much change.
That's exactly right. We've asked again on and off over the course of the last nearly a year about Mayor Adams in the city, Governor Hochul and the Biden administration, so executives at the federal, state, and local level, and to asking voters to whether they approve or disapprove of the job that those three entities are doing, or those two individuals and the administration in Washington are doing. And Hochul has been consistent. 35% approval, 37 was the best she ever got in November. It was 33 in January. It's 33 now here in April. So 33% approve of the job she's doing, 58% disapprove. Mayor Adams' numbers are even worse, 24, only 24% approval, 55% disapprove. And the Biden administration, believe it or not, they've picked up since January. They were by far the worst. Now, comparable with the governor, 34% approve of the Biden administration's handling of the migrant influx, compared to 62% who disapprove. But back in January, that was 28-67. So that took a significant jump since January, whereas the governor's numbers held virtually constant.
Well, turning to another area in the budget, one of the victory laps the governor has been taking since the passage of the state's spending plan is with regards to language that was put in there empowering local governments to go after illegal marijuana dispensaries, something that has proliferated around the state after the legalization of marijuana in 2021. Does it seem to voters like these illegal sales are a big deal? Does the governor have reason to make such a big stink about her action? Is this something people actually care about?
Not hugely. We asked voters, how serious a problem do you think the illegal sales of cannabis is? Only 48%, a slight plurality, think it's either a very or somewhat serious problem, compared to 46%, just 2 points less, who feel that it's not very serious or not at all serious a problem. We do have a partisan divide, but not huge. Democrats, by a 54 to 40% margin, think it's not serious, whereas Republicans, by a 54 to 39% margin, think these illegal cannabis sales are a serious problem. Independents, even more so than Republicans, by a 57 to 39% margin, they think these illegal cannabis sales are a serious problem. We then followed up and asked voters, do you think government should do more to crack down on these illegal sales, or should government look the other way? A majority, but not what you would have necessarily thought. 56% of voters say the government should do more to crack down on these illegal sales. 29%, between a quarter and a third of New York voters, think, government should just look the other way when it comes to these illegal sales.
Pivoting to a final issue, this summer, congestion pricing is set to take effect in Manhattan's central business district, assuming legal challenges don't slow its implementation. We hear in the media a lot from people who care very passionately about this issue, one way or another. But how do general voters think about this issue? Is it something they care about? And if they do, are they up for it or against it?
Well, they're definitely against it. And again, you've picked out one of the issues, David, that in this poll finds Democrats and Republicans more in agreement than disagreement. Right now, only 25% of New Yorkers say they support the MTA's congestion pricing or toll plan, if you will. 63%, nearly two-thirds of voters, oppose it. 75% of Republicans, 69% of independents, and 54% of Democrats all oppose it. New York City, 64% of voters. Downstate burbs, probably the folks most directly impacted, 72% oppose. And upstate, only 55% oppose, but it's 18% who support it. So a much larger undecided, not surprisingly, among upstate voters. So then we asked voters, how's this going to affect you? Are you going to go to this Manhattan as much and you don't care that you'll just pay this toll? Or are you going to go to Manhattan less? Or are you going to go just as much but find other ways to get there? Or do you not go to Manhattan very much? And what we find is 14% of voters say, I don't care, I'll pay the congestion pricing toll. 14% say, I'm going to go there a little bit less than I used to. And 17% say, yeah, I'm going to still go. I'm just going to find a different way to get there if I can. While 44% of voters say, I just don't go to Manhattan enough for it to be an issue for me at all. And finally, 7% of voters live in Manhattan, and therefore they are not affected. So a little bit of all over the map. It'll be interesting if congestion pricing does go into effect this summer. It'll be interesting several months from now or a year from now to come back and look at how it really did affect people and what they think about it as time goes on.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have to break down this latest poll. We've been speaking with Steve Greenberg. He is connected with the Siena College Research Institute. Steve, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Appreciate that.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a statewide union of nearly 700,000 professionals in education and healthcare.